What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Fit Guys. It's me, the OG Fit Kid, Thomas Montalto, coming to you along with the hottest hot tech partner in the business.
It's Matt Cardona. No, it's me. It's me. It's good old Mike B. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a beautiful edition of Fit Guys. We're live, pal, as Mo's gladly chanting in the comments here. What's up, Mo?
What's up, Mo? Thank you for joining us. Guys, what a great episode we have for you tonight. We got all the figure news you need, all the usual, the ringside roundup. But joining us today, we're going to have Adam from Big Shots. And I cannot wait to talk to him about these because, you know, me and Mike have both received some. And we are so impressed.
I'm a little excited.
Mike is just a little excited. He's got his little bit. He's having a battle royal of buddies over there.
If you check my story, the funny thing is I was prepping for the show. And if you check my Instagram story, there was one thing. It was like when you return home after 20 years and all the stuffed animals see that you entered at number 30 in the battle royal. It's fitting. Very fitting, right?
It really is. Guys, I love it. Like, you know where to find us by now, don't you? We're at Official Fit Guys all over social media and a newsflash. I've been updating the Twitter, and I'm not going to tell you the person's name who's helping me with the Twitter or X, but they're very, very friendly. And everything I ask for, they just do it. They don't even complain. And I'm like, if that's not good, let me know. And then I'll let them know and they'll fix it.
Hey, so I'll take it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And again, we're a podcast as well. So if you feel like listening to us and not watching us, but why would you not want to watch when we're showing off these awesome toys? But you could listen wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Yeah.
So just search Official Fit Guys or Fit Guys and we're going to come up. So
Figs. Figs. Not the Fit Guys from Nantucket. Yeah, those guys. We don't want no problems with those guys.
No, absolutely not. But we have so much exciting stuff. Me and Mike were talking before we actually came on air tonight, planning out some fun things for the next couple of months and picking up some stuff to start sending you guys. So for your support. And we have a little surprise in there that we think you're going to like. So we really do. So stay tuned. We'll talk about that more. But Mike, what's new with you? Anything going on?
I'm living the dream, man. I'm surrounded by a bunch of plush wrestling superstars from various generations. Uh-huh. Man, I got no complaints. I was taking some fun pictures in my WWE Ultimate Edition Monday Night Raw ring, which is awesome. Tom, you did that beautiful unboxing. It was so fun.
Dude, I love this ring. I love the Rhea figure.
I think you beat me on time-wise, too.
No way.
I didn't time it, but that ring mat, man, I couldn't get hooks. I
did get it done in like 58 seconds if you watched the reel.
It's fantastic. Nobody could beat you. You Santino'd the ring. you were done in a minute. It was great, though. It's such a fun ring, man. You guys have not gotten that yet. Head on over to Mattel Creations.
I'm sitting here right now, and I'm looking at the new gen ring. It's directly across from me, and I have the Raw ring right here. It's like mini wrestling rings. Like,
it's amazing.
It looks like a real ring. Like, I love them. I absolutely love them.
Your basement probably looks like one hell of a performance center.
My basement, I'm in the process of cleaning it up, and I've been talking with my friend who's built my toy room because we're going to extend it, and I got a price for it last week, and I was like,
yeah,
I still got to do it. It's just going to happen.
It's cheaper than a new house.
That is true.
Depends on the size of the house.
The new display is going to have like a whole thing of rings. It's going to be amazing. I cannot wait to get it done. Because I don't know, like as a wrestling fan, I'm in awe of wrestling rings. Every time I like walk into an arena and see a ring, when I build a ring, I just love looking at the rings.
It's the best.
So it really, really is. So
yeah, no good feeling, no better feeling, shall I say, than walking into arena when like it's very, very empty still.
Yeah.
No, and you get the feel of the vibe with the ring, the lighting.
And no matter how many times you go and there's nobody up there, you just want to go. I'll take pictures of the ring and do a selfie with the ring behind me. So
of course,
it's just amazing. I wish I could own a ring, like a real wrestling ring. Like I would sleep
one day. I always told my parents I was going to buy a ring instead of a pool for my backyard.
Dude, then I'm moving in with you if you do that. There we
go. You could live in the ring. We'll make it work.
We could create a podcast studio right in the ring.
Right, that would be a hell of a spectacle.
Big guys turnbuckles.
Ooh, I see. No. I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like fun. All right.
I'm pumped, man. It's a great week. Good time to be alive. It's Tuesday. We're watching Fit Guys. We're doing the We're doing the same thing.
I'm looking for my videos that I can't find. Here we go. We should probably jump into the news and get started before Adam shows up here. He should be showing up about 9:30, 6:30 Eastern. So let's do some news, Mike. You ready for some news?
Let's do it. Boom.
And major news, all my audio is working. I've got my mic set up perfectly now. My headphones are working perfect. No more echoing. No more confusion. I can't wait to have the Figgy Vault back on. So that way it's like much smoother. It was still a great episode. And every time Joe is on, it's fun. Like, I love talking with Joe and stuff. So we'll get him back on soon.
Hell froze over. Tom's equipment's working.
Wow. Cole, send us a picture of how you have them on display. I'd love to see it.
Man, I got to take a picture of my corner. I was showing off my upstairs area, and I have like 10 rings stacked on top of each other.
Oh, I love rings. Just send me all the rings.
Diorama Dad was in the lookout for one, and he was like, bro, send me one of your rings. I was like, I got too many rings. Mine, though. I love my rings. No, having too many rings is not a bad problem.
No, it's really not. And wait till you see my new display. It's probably going to fit at least 6 rings.
I love it.
So I hope so anyway.
I'm here for it, man.
All right. Well, let's jump into the news. Here we go.
Guys, you're looking at it right here, and you can see it. It's beautiful. But we have the Jazzwares Limited Edition Grand Slam straight from Australia, the Tony Storm. Not so timeless, but still very timeless because she's just always timeless. But out of the black and white, in full color, she's doing her thing. It's one of 2,000. They're sold out on Shopping, right?
They might pop up again. You know, a lot of times they do these exclusive credit cards fail or different things happen. Somebody might cancel an order before it ships. So I would keep your eyes on the site because you never know if you missed it. It might show up again.
I love it. I think it's a great figure. Awesome exclusive for all the people out in Australia.
Absolutely. It's good for Australia. I hear they're going back again next year.
Yeah.
Hopefully they get the ring sent a little earlier this time. Oh, did you see Buddy Matthews tweet about it, burying them?
Dude, that's the fun thing is, like, wrestling, no matter what, as big of a production as it can be, it's always got this carny side of, hey, we're going to rent the ring when we get out to Australia. And that's probably what they did. It's crazy, you know?
Yeah. Like,
and accidents happen.
Ooh, the only good one, though. The only good one here joining us again. What's up, buddy?
Boom.
Coming back.
You get the two sweet brother. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But guys, if you missed out, you missed out. Because sorry, you're out of time. But Tony Storm.
Sorry about your damn luck.
Sorry. Oh, man. I missed beer money. Sorry about your damn luck. Man, way to bring that one back. Dude, funny thing. It's not sidetracked from the news. I found my original iPad. It's like an iPad 2.
No.
And I was like, oh, man, I got to plug this thing in. Wouldn't keep it charged. I was like, oh, it's probably junk. Finally got it to turn on after keeping it plugged in overnight. I still have the TNA Cross the Line video game app installed on it. So you could go on there and play Six Sides of Steel. You could do all this crazy stuff.
But
it was a blast from the past. I'm going to have to take a video of it and show it to you later.
Cole DM'd 3 pics of his rings to the IG page. I can't wait to check it out. And Cole, if it's all right with you, maybe I'll just share them to our social media as well. And if people send us pictures of their collections, I will gladly reshare them because I love seeing pictures of people's collections.
I'm here for a collector's corner all day long, man.
Thank you. We really appreciate the only good one here. We need to come out. That's so long to say. I need a nickname for you.
The goat.
Togo?
He's the goat.
Togo. Go for it. All right.
We got Cole's permission. We're going to be sharing. All right. Sharon and Karen, speaking of AEW, we're moving on from AEW, from Jazzwares, to Ring of Honor, because we got these brand new Ring of Honor. Jeff Matt Hardy came out of nowhere. Like an RKO. Yeah, like an RKO from the sunset, man. This is crazy. But amazing. Super, super great looking. Love the jackets. Love that we got the Ring of Honor titles. I mean, these are an elite representation of the Hardys, if you will. So
dude, I'm gonna have to order these. Great. I mean, I can't wait to find out when these go on sale.
Absolutely. 1 of 3,000, as you see on the sticker. Cardona's already got them in the old house, not the new house, because he's building, but these look great. I love it.
They do look great. I really love it. I really, really do. So I can't wait to get these. And I hope we start seeing some more AEW Ring of Honor stuff popping up on Jazzwares Vault, because it's been a minute.
It has been a minute. Oh. Yeah, and I was going to just say, what a great way to sneak out one more set of Hardy Boys.
Absolutely.
I'll take it. Give it to me. Give me them all, man. I love it. So good.
Yeah.
But, well, hey, while we're here, we love Ring of Honor. Let's move it on over, because we got these beautiful mini mates coming from our boys over at Collect DST, the AEW mini mates 4-pack. One of those pre-orders open Friday, February 21st, over at diamondselecttoys.com. And yeah, man, you're looking at them. You got Timeless Tony Storm, you got MJF, you got Swerve, and you got, of course, the Ultimate Bruv with Will Ospreay. Super, super clean, man. Dude,
I love this. But what one thing about it? Oh, I was just reading a thing here, and it really irritates me, Nate. And we'll talk about that in 1 second.
Breaking news. No, go ahead.
I love this, but to me, like, this is the pendulum swinging for AEW. This set is featured around Swerve, Ospreay, Tony, and MJF. Like, it's really, there's no Omega. I know he was out for a while, but to me, we'll center AEW. Like it's time for AEW to like refocus and like really do something.
Yeah. Listen, Diamond Select probably is picking some of these talents as well.
Oh yeah.
And it is prominent talents that we've seen, but I would love to see more out of these sets. Like, obviously you say, but like give us some throwbacks in these lines. Like, I'd love to see a Dark Order.
Oh yeah.
Mini-mates. Oh, yeah. You know, that would be super cool. Maybe even the Dark Order layer from old Jacksonville. That would be a really cool throwback. You get a little playset with it.
Yeah.
Send me. Now, we got so much IP to work with here, guys.
That's it. Really quick, we'll touch on this for a quick second. Ricky Starks is now Ricky Saints in NXT. Curiosity for the name change. I don't really know why, because I thought WWE was getting away from doing that, and it's not terrible. It's not so far away, but they should have let him keep it. I don't know.
I'm okay with it.
Unless he just wants a fresh start, so who knows? Like, we don't know the full story here, but he was nameless for the last week and when he showed up on NXT.
Which was funny.
Dude, I think they should have kept him nameless for a while. Like, they should have let it go.
Yeah.
And let it become
just called him Ricky.
Yeah.
Dude, let everybody just, like, hey, you're that Rick guy.
That's it. So.
And then they could have had, like, Rick Steiner in the background going, hey, people keep confusing you for me.
And I have to say this, is that I always, like, used to bury NXT on here, but I watch every week now. They've got me hooked. When you have a women's division, which is probably one of the best women's divisions we've ever seen in all of wrestling, with Julia, Steph, now Jordan Grace shows up, like, I'm all in. Like, I love it. I absolutely love it. The main event of Vengeance Day, no, the main event was the four-way, but like the title, Oba Femi versus Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, was way better than it deserved to be too. So like, bravo to NXT. Shawn Michaels is cooking and I love it. So
listen, Saints, Starks, all that matters is that he's still Ricky, and we know that Ricky very
and he's
well.
There.
He's beautiful.
To me, this guy is the future. Like, he's so much potential. I can't wait to see what he does here.
I bet you it was Punk. Punk was you should go by Saints.
I Second City Saint. There you go. Give it 3 months and he'll be NXT champion. Guaranteed.
I give it 3 months, he'll probably be on the main roster.
Yeah, it won't be long. Might be the day after Mania. Who knows?
Well, they were saying the only reason why he got put on NXT was because of inflation and storylines heading into Mania.
Makes sense when you think about it.
100%. Absolutely. But I'm here for it, man. And listen, we got one name change out of the four people that have went to WWE.
That is true.
Let's
wonder if he wanted the name change.
He had to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they've let everybody else keep their names. So we'll see. We'll see.
And there was a rapport going around that he did own his name. So.
Okay.
So there wasn't an AEW issue.
Right.
I'm here for it. I don't care.
I'm here for it. And I love it. I love the guy.
Figures ASAP. Let's go.
And one thing we've learned, me and you learned, is the guy cares about everything.
Yeah.
Like, he cares about wrestling. He really loves wrestling. He loves his figures. Like, he
loves his figure.
Absolutely. So, and a guy like that, I'm going to support all the way. So, absolutely.
I'm here for it. All right. Let's get out of these mini mates. Let's move on to some big rubber guy news. Because, Tom, I know that you are a big fan of Collect Major, but I know you're an even bigger fan of Demolition, man. So, you got Axe, you got Smash, and we got, of course, Bryan Adams. Hopefully, his package doesn't come crushed.
No.
See what I did there?
I love that orange soda, the crush orange soda. Have you ever had that?
I love crush orange soda.
Me too. But this set looks so amazing. Listen, I love my original Demolition Big Rubber guys.
Yeah.
But yes, please. Like, they've improved the product so much that we'll get new ones. I'm here for it.
Yeah. And Brian Adams looking, I mean, that looks very, very close to his Elite. Yeah. So I mean, the head scan looked beautiful. So
I love
good.
It.
So big lover guys, Collect Major. If you guys don't know the name of the game, head on over to Collect Major. Check and out the Big Lover guys.
From what I understand, speculation, pure speculation. This wasn't a set that was supposed to be coming out in March. They changed it real quick because Demolition just signed a new Legends deal with WWE.
Yeah.
I'm praying for like a 2-pack of Ultimates from Ringside Exclusives. Yes, please. Oh. But
we got ideas.
And their contract was about to expire with the Collect Major, so they pushed it through to get these out for us. Yes, thank you, Matt. Thank you, Brian. Thank you to our buddy Canik. We haven't had him on here in a while.
Yeah,
we got to reach out to him, get him back on.
Yeah.
Talk about
these look amazing.
Oh, they do look so good.
We're just going to have Canik on to just talk about Demolition.
Absolutely.
Screw the Big Rubber guy.
Here comes the talk actor. Here comes the Smash. And here comes Brian Adams. Everything you do.
Why did they change his name?
Remember when he used to sing "Everything I do it for you"? Was that the song he sang? So,
I'll get us copyrighted. I don't want to say my vocals are very on point with Brian Adams. I don't want them to think that I'm just playing Brian Adams in the background. But so happy that this is a cool thing, man.
Yes,
very, very. Absolutely. Hopefully, we get cool. to see like a Kona crush.
Ah, dude, please give me all the crushes. Let's get Brian Adams signed to a Legends deal too, so we can get Kona Crush and Elite for him.
I think it will be sooner than later.
Dude, they're scooping everybody to Legends deals now. Like
I'm betting Raven will have an action figure within the next 5 years.
I hope so. Me too. I hope so. All right.
So good. Speaking of Raven, speaking of action figures, Public Enemy is now available to the public. And they're shipping in 2 to 4 weeks. Get yourself Rocco Rock, Johnny Grudge, first time ever Public Enemy figures. Mind-boggling to me for how toyetic these guys were, how amazing they were. Shame that they don't come at the table here because they should. But Zombie Sailor has done it once again. Head on over to zombiesailor.com so you too can pick up this beautiful, beautiful 2-pack of Public Enemy, officially licensed, officially endorsed, and officially coming to your steps in 2 to 4 weeks. Head on over there and pick them up, man. So great.
Oh my God. I love it. Absolutely love it. So
yeah, I'm here for it.
Oop, that's last week's news. Okay.
That's last week's news.
But
wait, there's more.
Wait, there's more. We have the Ringside Roundup coming up next. The Ringside Roundup. Oh, it's already displaying graphics up there. The Ringside Roundup brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles, WrestlingFigures.com. When you're done here listening to us talk about all the figures we talk about today, head on over to Ringside Collectibles, place yourself a big ass order, and when you go to checkout, there's the code right on your screen. And if you're listening, it is Fig Guys. That's it. You will save 10% on your order. What are you waiting for today? You could go and order what's on the screen right now, which is a beautiful retro 4-pack of the Bloodline. Mike, let's talk about this.
Let's talk about it. What do you want to talk about? We're talking about the Bloodline, Cody. That's what we're talking about. The official retro tag team 2-pack featuring the Usos, the Roman Reigns, and Solo Sikoa. This is great, man. If you are rounding up those new superstars in your retro collection, I mean, how can you pass on this?
Dude, you'd be insane. Looks really cool.
Yeah, Roman Reigns should powerbomb you through a table if you are passing on this.
Well, Jay and Jimmy got our jumpers,
which they should be, which is great.
Yeah,
gotta love it.
Got the punch. Like, what a great job they did with this set. Like, I can't wait to get this.
I just wish Roman had the pointer, because that would have made that so much better if he was pointing. But it's all good. It's just little things that I like to point out because
now we can't acknowledge him. No, but it looks fun. Like, great job on these. Like,
yeah,
honestly, I'm more for Mattel making a couple more retros with current guys.
Soft goods,
yeah,
on the Usos, insane.
Go on.
Do we need to
order these today? These were the number one seller last week on Ringside Collectibles. That's pretty cool. So,
because everybody's got Bloodline fever still,
retros are no longer on ice, they are back.
They are.
And
we've
got like 80,000 companies making them. So
yeah. So you asked for it, you got it, ladies and gentlemen. We got it. We are swimming in Retro City Rampages. We're doing great, man.
All right, let's move on to what's coming in soon from Ringside Collectibles.
Soon to you, baby. This is Better Than You, Baby. 2-pack featuring MJF and Adam Cole from our good friends over at AEW by Jazzwares. Obviously a Ringside exclusive 2-pack because Ringside Collectibles is better than you, and you know it, and that's why we order through them, and we use code FIGGUYS to save 10% because that's what bro chachos do.
Absolutely. And so, I can't find AEW figures on my shelves anywhere. So if you want your Jazzwares AEW figures, you have to head to Ringside.
They don't last.
They don't last. They don't last anymore.
So make sure you guys head on over to Ringside Collectibles, pre-order this bad boy so you do not get kangaroo kicked right out of your collection.
Ooh. I missed a kangaroo kick.
I missed the kangaroo kick. You know what? People say things go up and down. You got your ebb and flows. That was possibly AEW's highest potential was at the kangaroo kick time. How crazy is that?
I mean, Kenny Omega as the Bell Collector was pretty up there too.
Absolutely. But we had Punk there. We had him feeding with Joe.
Yeah.
Great match.
There was some good stuff there too.
That was like the top of the mountain, man.
Yeah.
And now Jeff Jarrett's the king of the mountain again. I don't know what happened. I don't know how he keeps doing it, but he surprises me every day.
I absolutely get it.
Yeah, but I love it. I'm picking it up. You better pick it up.
I'll take this up for sure.
Kangaroo kick you. That's what's going on.
I agree. Like MJF's head scans, the only Togo says Jazzwear needs better MJF head scans. This one is probably their best they have made for MJF, and glad they're reusing it, but needs improvement. I feel like he's kind of like not as bad as Piper and Bret Hart are. Piper's finally got they finally nailed the Piper scan, but they're just a little off on MJF. I don't know why.
I think these are just the mock-up pictures too, because I'm pretty sure.
Right. You said it's,
we were talking about this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about
trying to see if Ringside had new pictures up on their,
nothing new yet. Nothing.
I believe Adam Cole has a little bit of a different head scan, and I believe MJF does too. So
yeah. So I can't wait to see them in hand.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. The Jazzwear effect. You know, when it gets in hand, you get
Pipers, but the last two class two Ultimate Edition Pipers, by far the best Piper scans. But Brett,
Like since they did the They Live Piper, they haven't messed up a Piper head since.
Yeah, it's true.
They were like, we nailed the formula.
I feel like they reworked it and they nailed it, and it's so good.
But Brett, man, we got to get Brett some forehead hair. He's way too. He does not have that big of a real estate right here.
Yeah, I'm looking at my Piper collection right now. So
it's great though.
All right, let's move on.
Bang! Check out this beautiful WWE Elite 116 featuring AJ Styles, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens, Jade Cargill, Alexis King, and of course, Flying Brian Pillman. So such a great set, man!
Can't wait to get these in hand.
Yeah, we got Jade's debut figure here. We got Alexis King's debut figure.
Yeah.
Well, Jade's WWE debut figure.
Yes, I love that. We should start marking figures with the rookie.
We're going to have a battle of the Jades very soon here.
Yeah.
Jazzwares one be able to go up against.
We'll do it. Should bring Magic on. He could talk about them both.
He could talk about the magic behind it all. I like it.
Yeah, I like it. Good idea. I like it. I miss Magic.
I am so excited for Jade to come back.
Oh, yeah. It's ramping up now.
I am waiting
for
her to be like.
That's what I want to know.
It's got to be Bianca.
It's Bianca or Naomi, one or the other.
I think it was Bianca. See, Naomi was coming in.
Yeah.
She was like, you know what? I miss Bianca or I miss Naomi. I'm going to
beat the hell out
of Jade.
We could have that Naomi figure that we showed off last week, attacking.
Yeah.
There we go.
It was good, though. What a banger set. Guys, go pre-order it. Get it in your collections ASAP.
Absolutely.
As the kids like to say. And also, this is a must get. WWE SummerSlam Series 2025 Elites, including Roman Reigns, Shawn Michaels, because that's how he would have said it, Triple H, and Charlotte Flair with the Build-A-Figure William Regal.
Two different heads.
We got basically two different Build-A-Figures with one body, but so good.
Absolutely.
Can't wait for this set. This is amazing. Good Roman too. Good Charlotte. It looks just like the gear she just wore at Royal Rumble.
Charlotte, wasn't that a band?
It was a band.
Okay.
They weren't that good, but good Charlotte. This Charlotte is better than there. It's so good. I think this is an awesome updated Charlotte. Great set here. I mean, how can you miss out on this?
Yeah.
Not me.
And I think that's it for the Ringside Roundup today.
It's time to play the game.
No new head scans for Triple H. No more dinosaur head scans, Mattel.
I get it. He's talking about this one. He's not. It's weird.
Oh. We could get it. We could do it. Like, he had a little bit longer hair. Like, they could make it work.
Yeah, I mean,
we need a long hair Triple H with the wet look.
Yeah. Oh, if they could somehow manage the gloss to make it look wet, how cool would that be?
They made the Great Muta spit.
I was just gonna say,
why can't we get Triple H? We give him a water bottle, just do his thing. That was the only thing that was missing from that one Triple H picture I took. It's like I was trying to figure out how to get the.
You could have used the Goldberg smoke, maybe.
That's cheating.
Yeah. We need to.
I'm no strings needed, but Mike Balcaster, man. I don't do that weird stuff. That was the funny thing, that power bomb they had with Guther.
Yeah.
That was the hardest shot I've taken in a long time to get set up.
That was awesome shot.
Because it was just gravity. You know, yeah. It was just like that. It was just, and I always have people reach out on Instagram, ask me my techniques and stuff like that. It's, listen, man, it's a lot of holding. Yeah. Posing, pull your hands off, hope for the best, get your camera out quick enough to take the shot.
And here's the other thing, like, and I know this, but Mike's not using fish string and all that other stuff to hold his figures up when he does.
No.
The other people have these like cranes and they're holding things, and you're just talented.
I'm all natural.
As the
cool kids say. I'm not talented. I don't know if I'm talented. I'm just studied in the art form enough to be like, that looks good. Let me shoot that.
Well, you know what? While we have a minute before Adam shows up, why don't we show what I got this week?
And do it.
Unbox. All right, so I got some big rubber guys. I got two packages of big rubber guys this week.
You don't say.
The one I got today, like I got the new Matt Cardona, which is like really pretty awesome. Like I'm shocked the detail that went into this thing. The gold jacket looks amazing.
Yeah.
What a great figure this is for a big rubber guy. These things have come so far in just like the 2 years since they first come out. I absolutely love this. I cannot wait to get the Macho King one that's coming out soon.
Yeah.
It's pre-ordered. Where is
great Brian? Figure.
Brian Myers. I got the new Brian Myers that comes with two of the TNA Tag Team Championship belts.
Nice.
How cool is that? So like, how smart are they? They included both. Like you can tell it's a wrestling figure fans making this stuff, because a wrestling figure fan be like, well, I need two because I need two belts. Not when you get them from Collect Major, you get both belts. And that's to me is really, really awesome.
Yeah.
So I also got the one of 800 Dusty Rhodes with the yellow boots, which you really can't see, the WrestleCon exclusive.
Like
other than the boots, I think it's the only difference of this Dusty compared to the original Dusty that came out a couple months ago.
It's okay.
I'm just beginning to wonder if I'm going to cut back on variants from big rubber guys.
Yeah.
Because well, you know, $50 a pop.
If you look at it though, in the long run, those are the ones that jump the most in price in the long run.
That is true. And then the other one I got this week is the new, and the belt is a little loose, the new Ric Flair that comes with the big gold.
It's the new one.
It's no blood on it, but it's another really cool figure. And I talking about not needing variants, I have the red, I just saw something fall on the other side of the room and I have no idea what it was. The red tights, there's the bloody one, but this one I had to get because it came with the belt. So that's how they get me again. But this is the evergreen one. So if you ever need this, you just go to Collect Major and it's always in stock.
I love it. Only good one. No, is it in scale with other figures? It's in scale with the LJN line.
Absolutely. It's perfect. So the LJN line.
The original LJNs, because I don't think the AEW ones are a little shorter, right?
Yes. Yeah, yes. So, absolutely. A little bit more than a little bit.
A little bit.
Are you ready?
Are you ready
for the main event?
I'm ready, brother.
We are so excited because joining us from Big Shots, it's Adam. Adam, whoa. How's it going, man?
What's going on? The main event. Wow.
Yeah.
No pressure.
No pressure. No pressure whatsoever. It's a fun conversation. We're just chilling, talking about toys and collectibles, obviously.
I love it.
And you guys, you're changing the collectible game because, I grew up with the wrestling buddies. I grew up with all the other ones, you know, the WCW ones growing up. The Big Shots. Tell us about the Big Shots. Tell us what the overall dream of the Big Shot is, man.
Well, you know, it's really crazy because, just before I jumped on, I got to catch a little bit of what you guys are doing. We're talking about and I saw you guys were chatting about the big rubber guys. I love what Matt and Brian and Kinnick and my boy Brian Beatty. I mean, what a team! Those guys are putting out some really, really just amazing product, and I know they're extremely proud of it. And a lot of love goes into what they're doing, and it comes through, you know. Yeah. It's quite literally for collectors by collectors.
100%.
That's kind of the mantra that we're doing, you know. That's what we're going with. It's the same vibe, you know, just a different tribe.
Yeah, you gotta love it, man. And listen, the best part is it just doesn't stop in the ring. You guys cover UFC.
Oh, yeah.
You guys also have Cheech and Chong,
yeah.
Jane, Silent Bob. I love seeing different IPs kind of fall into the wrestling collectible world, you know. So that's very, very cool. Big fan of that.
It's been a trip, man. I mean, you know, I'll give you guys a little behind the curtain here, because, you know, when we first started, long story short, we have another product that we make called a Big League Pillows. I'm not sure if you guys have seen that. That's really how we got started. And you know, that product has been doing its thing, and it's a lot of fun. It's more kid driven or sports fan, you know, traditional stick and ball sport stuff. And that's been doing its thing. And, you know, that product was just so heavily inspired by wrestling buddies. Matter of fact, it's, you know, even before I created that product, it's very like George Lucas. Like, you know, I always had, you know, chapters, you know, 1, 2, and 3 in the can and ready to go. And that's kind of how it started. It was the first thing. If I had my druthers, the first thing I would have did would have been a wrestling buddy. And that would have been 8 years ago at this point.
Wow.
Because it was always something in the back of my mind. It was quite literally, you know, and again, my background is, you know, obviously a wrestling fan, as you could probably figure that out. But, you know, even before I was a wrestling fan, or actually not true, because I was golden era. So I was a, you know, little Hulkamaniac, as you can imagine. But, you know, my career, I wasn't always a guy that made pillows. My career, I was in sports marketing. You know, I worked over at the New Jersey Nets, and you know, was like kind of their online marketing director. I worked with Muhammad Ali. I did his website for a little while, and I got to win a Webby. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Webbies.
Absolutely.
Basically, for people that don't know what it is, like an Oscar of the internet or an Emmy of the internet kind of thing for designers and developers and stuff. You know, just some hardware nobody really cares about, it, the developers and designers themselves. That was really cool. I got to work with the Jonas Brothers and even Dwayne Johnson himself, which is really, really cool.
Rock the Dwayne Johnson.
That Dwayne Johnson. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't call him by his proper name on this.
He looks like a wrestler, so it falls perfectly in the play.
that was my background. And oddly enough, I was on a business trip in Chicago, and I met a guy at the time who was making pillows. And he was asking me, he's like, "Hey, I see all the stuff you do. It's awesome." And he's like, "How could we work together?" kind of thing. And I was like, "What the fuck? I don't know what I know about pillows. I don't know anything about pillows." I said, "You know what I know about pillows?" I said, "When I was a kid, I had a wrestling buddy."
Yeah.
And it was my favorite goddamn thing ever. I beat the shit out of that thing. And it just provided hours and hours of entertainment. You know, I obviously grew up with a brother. and we would wrestle each other. But I had an older brother, unfortunately, and he kicked my ass. So the wrestling buddy was where I got my aggressions. That's where I got my revenge.
Much safer place.
Yes,
exactly. The revenge ends.
Exactly. So yeah, the wrestling buddy was my foil. And you know, I got to practice all of my you know, my power bombs, pal drivers, you name it, whatever it was that I, you know, big legs, the whole thing. And it was just awesome. It provided hours and hours of entertainment and just cherished memories, quite honestly. That's and awesome. And I never forgot it. I mean, amongst the plethora of other wrestling related toys that I had, I was a huge LJN guy as a kid. I had all the LJNs, you name it. I was so deep into the collection. I even had Colonel Kushner. Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
That's okay. If you had a Colonel Kushner, you were like legit.
I still have it.
You still have it.
I actually had our CD still too. So I actually had them all. I never got rid of my collection from when I was a kid. I was a golden era child too. So when the big rubber guys came out, it's
yeah,
like,
exactly.
This is amazing. I never expected to be getting these kinds of figures. As it's I'm going to be turning 50 years old this next month, so it's
right.
Like,
I'm not far behind you, brother. I'm 45, so
I'm not far behind him. We're in good chronological order here. It's good,
but you know, we saw the big shots. There's been so many iterations of wrestling buddies.
Yeah,
like down the line, we had like the Cardona and Myers one that they did themselves.
Yeah.
But like, you sent us these, and the quality.
Yeah,
just blows away any of the other ones I've seen or touched.
Oh, thanks, man.
Like, how long did it take you to perfect this? Like, it's so good. It's so, like, you could just feel the quality. You know, when you pick up a figure and it's not like it's like an indie figure, this feels like better than anybody I've ever touched before. Thanks. So tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, it's really bizarre, and I was kind of getting to like how I'll just tag on to where I was because it leads into the question you're asking. Okay. You know, we were doing we ended up doing this big league pillow thing and that did really, really well. And then the UFC reached out to us just randomly on LinkedIn of all places. And it was weird because I was thinking to myself, I'm a big UFC fan too. You know, I like to think of myself as a golden era, guy that aged into UFC, but I still enjoy my wrestling, you know, how do you not? But you know, I would say as I got older, I got more deeper into UFC. But you know, I always find myself going back to just like, what's going on in here? You know? But anyway, they hit us up and they were like, hey, we want to, no pun intended, get into bed with big league pillows. How do we do it? And I was like, wow, okay, this is interesting because, this could present an opportunity to bring back a buddy. It wouldn't be a WWE buddy or WWF, you know, depending on how old you are. You know, but I said, you know what? Let's give this a shot. Let's, cause you know, I said, you guys don't wear jerseys and our product was more jersey related.
Yeah.
I mean, they do wear jerseys, but it's not really synonymous with the sport. It didn't really make sense.
Right.
So I said, you know what? Give us like a couple of weeks and we're going to put together a buddy prototype for you. And I explained to the guy I was chatting with, he's like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. look, if you're not in it, you're not a fan, like you're not, you know, like if you're not part of that culture, that you missed it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, just, you know, give me a couple. So literally in like, I got on the phone with Nolan Harris, who's our brilliant illustrator. I'm not sure if you guys follow Nolan.
Yeah, Nolanium on Instagram. Nolanium
on Instagram, that's right. I mean, just obviously, and that's a whole other story in itself, how him and I met. But Nolan, I'll kind of touch on the story. I just came across one of his pieces on Instagram, and it was a piece of Goldberg, and it was in a character drawing of Goldberg, and it was just so fucking good. and I'm a fan of art too, just like you guys too. You know, if you grew up in the golden era, like chances are you also collected comic books.
Yeah.
Right. So that was me too. I was going to Jim Henley's universe every Saturday and every weekend.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Are you from Staten Island?
I am.
So am I.
No way. What part of Staten Island are you from?
I was Westerly, Victory Boulevard, Bradley Avenue area.
Oh my goodness. I grew up in Annandale.
Wow, that's so crazy. As soon as you said Jim Hanley's, I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah. I mean, it all makes sense because you know what? To be quite, you know, obviously, you know, wrestling now at this point is a global phenomenon. It seems to get bigger and bigger. I don't know, over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
But when we grew up, East Coast especially with WWF was huge.
100%.
I mean, if you were in New York and you weren't into WWF at the time, like, are you okay, buddy? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, Hulkamania was running wild. It was, you know, King Kong Bundy, and he was going up against 100%. Kamala, and obviously the Iron Sheik. It was just hitting on all cylinders back then on the East Coast. So there's a lot of guys that I've connected with through Big Shots now that are Staten Island guys. I'm not sure if you guys know the Puma. Right?
Yeah.
He's another
big Hogan guy.
Yeah. Big Hogan guy. And we didn't know each other prior to this. And I think him and I are around the same age as well.
Yeah.
So that's really, really cool. And I feel bad because he ended up getting fleeced down at the Hulk Hogan, the beat shop.
Yeah.
They got him for like $300 on one of the Hogans, which was, you know, I wish, you know, I would have known him. I would have, you know, did my best to get him one for a little cheaper. But, you know, look, it is what it is. I'm honored and like, just, I'm beyond honored that anyone would pay that kind of price for our product. I mean, that just says that speaks volumes to me. That just means, you know, we're speaking to the collectors out there. Absolutely. But, you know, getting back to what you were asking, I'm sorry to go on these tangents.
No, go ahead. The best stories when you do that.
Yeah,
real picks. You ever been to Smiling Sonny's?
Where's that?
It was on Forest Avenue. They used to get all the LJNs in before, like months before Toys R Us. So
okay, I was going to Toys R Us with my parents, and you know, in the boxes, they would drop the boxes. I would go. We wouldn't even hit the shelves yet. We dive right into the boxes. I remember it. I got this guy already. You really have to dig. Really, really have to dig to, you know, and if you got lucky, maybe there was an Elizabeth in there. I collected so many of them. I got to the point where I was like, I guess I'll get Jimmy the Heart. I guess I'll get Freddie Blassie. It was slim picking because they didn't make that many guys, it was good times. But
I love it.
So coming back to this UFC one, so obviously I reached out to Nolan. I said, hey, we have this opportunity to bring back the buddy in, I guess, UFC form. I think I was like, I'm pretty pumped on it. I didn't know if it would work because obviously the history isn't there with UFC, but I really didn't care. I just looked at it like, you know what, this is going to scratch an itch for me. And I thought it was fun, and I thought it was a cool thing. And I certainly felt that there was crossover. I felt that there are plenty of UFC fans out there that remember, you know, the buddy factor.
Absolutely.
So I said, you know what, let's have fun with it. Let's see what we can do. And so we made a prototype of Conor McGregor. And here's the thing, when I was designing it, and, you know, getting back to your point about like, kind of like, there's been so many iterations of the buddy, and there has been. There's been a lot of people that have come along and tried to make their version of the buddy, but it never really hit that nostalgia feel of the original Tonkas, right? Because they would change things, right? Yeah. The shape would change, or they would do a really different, like, I don't know if you remember the WCW ones that came out.
Yeah.
They look like stockings, like women's stockings. Yeah, look at that. It's weird looking to me. I always thought it was weird looking.
I busted the whole collection.
I mean, personally, we have this
moment, right? But yeah, they look like
airbrushed. The artwork is like airbrushed, and I just felt like they were just terrifying looking. I mean, you know, look, they're collector's items. They're part of history at this point. It is what it is. But I just didn't want to I wanted to bring back the original shape, right? You know, at the same time, there was, you know, obviously certain things that we couldn't do. Obviously I wanted to simplify it while staying true to the original shape. And I think that's what we did. And again, You know, we could have gone back now. Okay. Now pick up the original art, the original, Tonka. Yeah. So, I mean, if we brought it back in this current form with this style of artwork, what Stephanie Iskander did was brilliant for the time. Right. She knocked it out of the park. I mean, this is like literally top 10 toys of all time. If you ask me.
100%.
But I wanted to appeal to an older audience because I figured at this point in the game, we're probably speaking to guys my age.
Yeah.
Right. 100%. And these are going to be collectors. Now, once again, there's going to be crossover and the kids are going to love them. So I just, you know, I told Nolan, I said, let's give these guys some attitude. Right. Yeah. Like, you know, like let's just, you know, let's basically bring back the old form factor and reskin it with just a little bit more attitude, put a little more stank on it, bring it into a modern era. And make them feel like fun and dynamic. You love the minis.
The minis are awesome.
These are amazing. Jack
them and put them on their backpacks right away. I was like, whoa.
You can just like how cool. Yeah. Like I love this.
Yeah, it's a funny story about the minis. When we first started, I feel bad. I sent you guys the 16 inches because this one I had that I wanted to get them out to you as soon as I could. But we do obviously make the 22 inchers, which is the retro. We have the three sizes. We call it the retro, which is the 22 original size. And then we have the 16 inch, which you guys have, which I affectionately call the collector size. Because I think as a collector, like those are great for like shelf display.
Perfect. Units, yeah.
Right. Like they fit really nice on a shelf or wherever. Obviously nice on a couch as well. And then obviously the mini for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
The first manufacturer I was working with told me I couldn't do the minis because I had the idea to do the minis. And he was like, that's going to be too small. The sewing machine's not going to be able to do it. And then I brought in my own seamstress and she's like, yeah, we could do it. I was like, that guy lied to me. So yeah. So I was like, no way. And of course, you know, believe it or not, to sew the minis, it takes longer to sew the minis than it does the bigger ones.
Oh, really? I could imagine.
Yeah, it's just because there's so much. It's tight. It's tight to work within that, and there's less room for error, right? Whereas with the bigger ones, you could just kind of blast through it so quickly. You got to slow down because it's just so, you know, it's like going around a hairpin turn. You gotta hit the brake. You know,
are these hand sewn?
Define hand sewn. It's a person doing it, but yeah. You know, she's using a sewing machine.
Okay.
I mean, that's more impressive if you ask.
Yeah. She's a master seamstress.
That's awesome.
And believe it or not, one of our seamstresses does the most of the sewing.
That's crazy.
Which is absolutely incredible. She's unbelievable. She's a machine. Is what she is.
That's great.
That's
though.
Insane.
I mean, the quality on these is so like even the material.
We don't
phenomenal.
Here's the thing about the material. We could absolutely, you know, save some pennies and I wouldn't say pennies, it'd be dollars. we could save some dollars and definitely get a cheaper quality fabric. Yeah. And trust me, that has been a discussion, but from me, I want to make sure, like, you know, look, we do sell it at a premium. You know, I will say, you know, they're not cheap. They're, you know, we don't sell them. They're not, you know, $39.99 or $29.99. You know, look, they are. I'm not ashamed to say how much they cost. You know, a lot of people do give us shit about the price.
Yeah.
And I understand where they're coming from because, look, the reality is a lot of these, you know, people are used to buying stuff that's made in China and it's made it with a cheaper quality material. And look, the reality is we're made in California. It's not only are we made in the United States, we're also made in a very expensive state. And you know, they are made in small batch. They are made to order. You know, so look, the reality is we're a very small company right now. And I'm not ashamed to say that, you know, we're not Mattel, we're not Hasbro. We're not a billion-dollar company. You know what I mean? And you know, we are quite literally just like Matt, Brian, and those guys. We are fans ourselves that are literally creating a product that we would like to see in the market. And it's not easy. It's not easy. I wish it was.
Yeah.
You know, because look, I hate to say it. You know. I wish there was more of us.
Absolutely. I get it.
There's not as many of us as we might like to might like to think. But you know, it's let's call it what it is. It's a niche collector's item.
Yeah.
And it is what it is. You know what I mean? Until we get to a point where we can go mass production. But I don't know. There's a part of me that like is romantic about the idea that we make them here in the United States and it is made like with premium materials. I don't know which way it'll go. Because we're still in it. Like I'm in it every day. I'm in that factory every day. And as you can imagine, there's a lot of people that are like, you know, hey, like what happens when you go to big box? And I'm sure that you know, I hope that day comes one day when we, you know, get our product into big box. I don't know that we'll have a choice. We'll probably have to go overseas. But with that being said, I guess the guys that have the ones that are made in America in early days, I guess those will be even more of a collector's item.
There we go.
So,
you know, all collectibles.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, it's a badge of honor for us to be made in America for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's really nice that we can do that. And it allows us there's a lot of pros and cons to it, right? The pro is what an amazing product we're able to pump out. Like, and quite literally, like guys, when I tell you like every single one of them, not every single one, but like most of them I'm checking. Like quite literally, I wouldn't be surprised if I even filled the ones that you guys have.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's how hands-on I am with the business.
Yeah.
I'm literally in there every day, like inspecting product. Like when it's needed, I get behind the fill machine and I'll fill the product. That's, you know, it's a labor of love. I mean, quite literally. So if the product is something that you guys look at and go, wow, like the quality is unbelievable, like it's because the love that goes into it is real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, like
as collectors, that's the type of stuff. Like you say that just makes us want to root for you even more, you know, like that's that grassroots pro wrestling mentality that we all
have. I mean,
you gotta love it.
Quite literally. I even like joke around and I say like, well, cause it's a small team.
Yeah, of course.
You'd be surprised if you came and saw our shop. Like right now, like we're in a 2,500 square foot shop, which is like, you know, nothing for a warehouse. Like that's very, very small. On any given day, if you walked in, there'd be five or maybe six of us, depending on the day, which is, you know, not a lot. You know what I mean? Like, and we're pumping out, you know, at this point in the game now, because I'm not sure if you guys had seen, but, you know, we're starting to get into the WWE channels, which is really, really nice.
Yeah.
So like we're getting, you know, like the product is now on Fanatics, like, which is WWE shop, which is unbelievable. And, you know, they did a small kind of test purchase with us of a few hundred units, and they sold out like literally within days, which was like, wow, like that's really awesome. And so now they're like, oh, we got to get you guys at the shows. So, okay, cool.
Very good.
We were just at Royal Rumble. And again, we sold out at Royal Rumble, which was just awesome.
That's cool.
So people are seeing the product. I mean, you know, it's cool. Like, you know, like we have this like insulated bubble, and then there's this like, you know, just kind of this outside world of just wrestling fans that just don't know who we are yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we're so new. I mean, like, if you really think about it, our WWE license now at this point is only like 4 months old.
Wow.
Like we're babies. Like, you know what I mean? We've been doing this. We've been doing the buddy shape now for, I guess three and a half years, something like that with the UFC. But I mean, most UFC fans, like I said, there's a slight overlap, but once we layered in WWE, I mean, as you can imagine, the fit there is just, It's poetry. You know what I mean?
The hand in the glove.
And for so many reasons too, because like it hits a nostalgia effect, but any kid would love to have something like this to wrestle with.
Oh, the
and
kids love them.
Drop an elbow on your bed with this guy laying on your bed or anything like that or whatever. Like it's just like you could super fly. Like you're not going to hurt it. Like,
it's so much fun to play with.
Just like, kids doing that. Not grown ass adults, you know?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what I really love? What I really love is the DMs and the emails that I get from dads, right? That have the kids. And they're like, I had this as a kid, and thank you so much for bringing it back.
That's cool.
And thanks for doing a great job. It gives me chills, man. Like, cause that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, obviously it's cool to, you know, tickle the 40-year-old, the 40-year-old fan, but it's even cooler to tickle the dad that in turn turns on the son or the daughter to what they really enjoyed growing up. And we've gotten so much of that. It's cool, man. It's cool. It's cool to be able to pass down those memories and have your kid be able to make those memories. It's awesome.
Listen, that's a part of, wrestling for us nowadays is like our fathers, our uncles, they took us to the shows. They were the ones that were like, sit down, watch Monday Night Raw. Now we get to do it with our own. Like my daughters, they love they're more over with the plush, wrestling buddies.
Of course, than
anything, you know. They see it, they're like, all right,
love plush,
right up our alley. We want to play with it. We want to give Cody a makeover, you know. They love it. Like my son loves beating them up. Like it's as a dad who grew up as a wrestling fan who got it from my dad, seeing it being passed down like that,
right?
Is the greatest thing in the world, you know. That's the greatest part about having kids is being able to pass it down.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. Man.
Yeah.
So you love it. It's cool. But
to me, it's so cool. You told the story how like it started because of your love for the buddies, and then you get the WWE license. So talk about how that came about. And that had to be a great day when you finalized that.
I got to be honest. I was so exhausted that I really didn't even have a chance to enjoy it. It's a weird, of course. I mean, it really didn't sink in until the Raw debut on Netflix, and I'll tell you why. So, again, I'm so insulated, right? Because I'm in that factory all day. The only time I really get to see the product out in the world is when people like post about it on social media, a video, a photo, when you guys talk about it. And I love that. I mean, that's so cool to see people reacting positively to something that you've worked so fucking hard on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And quite honestly, not made any money. Because once again, as mentioned, we are a small company and, we're still, like I said, it's a labor of love.
Yeah.
One day, hopefully I'll be able to retire somewhere and be able to say, this is what we did. We created a really awesome product and so on and so forth. But right now we're in it and my head's down and we're working so hard and so diligently to put out a product. And by the way, Nolan and I, whenever we put a product out, we know all the hardcore marks out there are going to criticize every little fucking detail.
Of course.
Yeah. And so we are literally like, what could they possibly say? Did we not include this or that? And so we drive ourselves crazy. I'm probably a little bit more neurotic with that than Nolan is.
Yeah.
And Nolan gets crazy because I go, no, the logo is on this side, or the Rock raised the other eyebrow. You know what I mean? Every little tiny minutia of a detail, like the scar should be on this side, or the tattoo should be facing this way. Yeah. All the little things. Like if you look at, there's so many of them now. But we labor over every little detail. Like we really, really do. Yeah. Because we know collectors are like looking for that stuff.
Specifically wrestling collectors.
Yeah. Like I said, the hardcore marks out there.
Yeah.
At times we have to take liberties. It's not really up to us. It's WWE. They do come back to us and say, hey, we were either getting away from this or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
We do have to compromise on certain things, which sucks for us. sometimes because I'm like, oh, like I can't do that. Like, yeah. But it is what it is. It's their brand. Yeah. It's their brand. Where you were asking me about the license and how it all kind of came together. So piggybacking on what I was saying before, UFC reached out to us. So of course now me in my mind being such a fan, I'm thinking to myself, well, I can't go live with UFC first. I didn't want to.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if they heard this, they'd be like, fuck, like, what do you mean? And it's not that I'm a huge UFC fan. I am.
Right.
And at the time the merger hadn't happened yet when we had gotten the UFC license. So it wasn't TKO yet. I knew Vince and Dana had a competition going. Like they did, but they didn't. They were just they were competitive, right? They didn't dislike each other, they were just competitive. And Vince would do certain things to Dana, and Dana would do certain things just to scoop them, right? And I felt like if we launched this product, which is clearly a WWE, WWF influenced product.
Yeah.
And WWE saw that we were launching with UFC, we would be blackballed and we would never get the WWE license. Could this have been a certain level of paranoia on my end thinking this? Maybe, but also maybe not.
Yeah, right? Never say never. Especially, right?
Right? I mean, look, you know, when you're in business, they say, you know, you got to play chess, not checkers.
Yeah.
Right? So I always got to think a couple of moves ahead, right? So I was, and for me, the dream was to get the WWE license. So you better fucking believe once this thing with UFC fell into place, I said, oh shit, careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Because now I got to go let WWE know, hey, we're doing this with UFC and we want to launch with you guys too.
Crazy.
So this is 3.5 years ago, like 3.5 years ago. So I reached out to my entire network of like, hey, who do I know and how can I get a hold of somebody? Because you know how, just like everybody, like how do you get a license, right? Who do you talk to? Who's the person to speak to, right? So you know, I did a lot of homework and I found the person that I needed to get a hold of. I reached out to the person. We had a Zoom call or I guess whatever it was. And we met and we spoke, we presented, blah, blah, blah. I thought the meeting went amazing. And then you don't hear from anybody. And you go, what happened?
Yeah.
Did I say something? Like what happened?
Yeah.
But we didn't give up. We were very persistent. You know, obviously there's these toy fairs and stuff like that, that WWE attends. So licensing shows, et cetera. We said, oh, you know, a year had passed. We know you're going to be at this thing. Can we please get a meeting with you guys? Yes, absolutely. Come visit us. Okay. We go have the meeting again. The meeting goes wonderful, right? Crickets, couldn't get a hold of anybody. Mm-hmm. You just like, and you start to get beat up and everybody like, you know, of course I'm having conversations with Nolan. I'm like, we're going to do this. We're going to get it. Cause again, we're such huge fans. You know what I mean? And honestly, it really wasn't even about like money, like, oh, like, you know, they're going to get the license and like the Brinks truck is good. It wasn't even that. It was just like us just wanting to put our mark on this product because we knew what we were doing with UFC was just so much better than anything we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Right. So we're like, let us go nuts with WWE, please, please. We were chomping at the bit. And of course, like, you know, Nolan and I had some serious discussions about it and, you know, he was getting a little discouraged and I'm like, don't give up on me now. You know, we're going to get it. We're going to stay persistent. And I just kind of kept believing. And then fast forward 3 years later, you know, kind of rinse and repeat happened. A meeting would happen and then nothing, like just die on the branch, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it was just, and then eventually, long story short, I had brought on a new partner who was able to kind of make things happen a little quicker for us. And, you know, he just had, he just, he, he He just knew how to like kind of massage a deal into place.
Nice.
And long story short, we made it happen. And like I said, overcome with emotion when the deal kind of came into place, and just relieved, but exhausted.
Oh yeah. Oh,
you know, because like I said, it was three and a half years in the making, and you know, we were just ecstatic to make it happen. But like I said, like almost it was, there's, like I said, when you do, when you're trying for something for that long and then it finally happens, but it's like, it happens in like I said, in a silo, it's like, you're right, a piece of paper was signed, but nothing's not really what? Changed. Yeah. You know what I mean? All right, a piece of paper has been changed, but then we worked on the product came together, like, just it was incredible. Incredible, like the way the product came together, work, because now we get to work on these on the WWE IP. Yeah. And it's just like, here we go. Again, careful what you wish for. Now all the pressure's on us. Like we've been saying for years, like give us the chance. And you almost have like, you know, as guys would like to call it, I guess, performance anxiety. Yeah. And you're a little, you know, scared that maybe it's not going to be as great as it you maybe envisioned with your head. And you know, again, Nolan and I got to work. I mean, more Nolan than myself, because I mean, he's the man with the pen, and he's the brilliant man with the stroke there. And you know, again, we labored over details, and we were like really excited about First Wave. We thought it was a good idea to launch current guys first, as we did. We felt, you know, and of course, once we launched the current roster, all the old guys, all the OGs were like, where's Stone Cold? Like, where's Hogan? Like, where's Warrior? And of course, yes, we were. It takes time, guys. Yeah. It takes so much time. You know, it, I mean, it's not just, I mean, because if it was us, like, it was just us that were like, we would be turning a brown product, a new piece every day. But, you know, we got to go through the proper channels. You know, we got to make sure it's approved. There are certain guys, believe it or not, I'm not sure if you even know this, like, but I didn't know this, but there are certain guys that have approval rights, right? Certain superstars have to see the piece and sign off on it. And it's not easy to get a hold of these guys.
Yeah.
You know, so it's you learn a lot. You learn a lot by working with this organization, and they're super, super polished, super, like, you know, everything's super tight. And again, I'm a mega fan, and I thought I knew everything. Right. And then they go, oh no, well, there's like, you know, can't do this and can't do that. There's certain things, you know, that you can and can't do, you know, but you wouldn't know that unless you're working on a product. And it's like I said, we're only 3 months in, so we're still learning. We're still learning from them, but they've been amazing to us, and they're very, very excited about what we're doing. I remember when we sent over the Jey Uso, and they got a real big kick out of that one. And, you know, they thought Jey was just awesome. And when, you know, when you, again, you're able to tickle the WWE offices, the guys that are literally working on thousands and thousands of product that comes through their office, and they actually like say to you like, wow, like this is awesome. Like everybody loves this. Like, that's just so freaking, that's like one of the greatest compliments you could ever get.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But getting back to your original question, which is like, how did that make me feel? Like I said, I was just so exhausted. It was like going through like a 12, like almost like back in the day before the, when there was no limits on boxing, it's like an 18 round fight, you know, that I had gone through, and we, you know, just persistence and not giving up and knowing like, I'm like, we're going to make this happen. Like, you know, in my heart of hearts. Yeah. And truth be told, like, you know, like, you know, like there's just so many challenges that I had gone through, you know, personally, professionally, like you just name it. And you just like, you almost like, although you're saying like the positive stuff, like you're you're having that own your own internal dialogue. You're like, maybe this isn't going to happen.
No, this is the worst, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But outwardly to your team, you don't want to, like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to be that leader and have to stay positive. But like I said, when you have your own self-doubts, like, that's the worst. And I was at that point. So like I said, I was kind of at the point where I was just like, now we got to execute.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Like, we made it happen. Now we got to execute. And we did. We put out our first lineup. And I mean, that was extremely gratifying to be able to just announce to the world that we got the WWE license and we're putting out WWE product. But like I said, it wasn't real until, like, when, what was that? Like, last month when they debuted on January. Yeah. January 15th?
January 6th. Was it January
6th? January 6th. You're right.
Yeah.
That's right. Now that date will live in infamy for two reasons. For me anyway.
Well, for me too, it's my grandmother's birthday. So I'll always...
Oh, there you go. Okay.
So I get it. As a matter of fact, the first wrestling show I ever went to was at Holy Child Church.
Oh my God. Wow. That was my church.
Was it really? Yeah, that was my grandparents and my uncle's church, who you probably seen there plenty of times. Oh, so my
God, that's so wild. So when it really hit me was when this is where it gets, like, I mean you could literally make a movie on this. Me and my partner, we had gotten to the arena, the Intuit Arena, and they Fanatics had placed an order for only 25 John Cena's, right? They were like, well, we'll test it out at this event. We're like, yeah, of course. Like, what do you, like, absolutely. So we got them it was just, you know, 25 units at a live event.
Great. Yeah.
Cool. So we had gotten there. We went to the main merchandising booth to see the product, and it wasn't there. I'm like, where the fuck's the product? where's our big shots? You know, like,
yeah.
So I was just like, oh man, here we go again. Just build me up to, like, let me down, you know? And so now we go into the arena, like, maybe it's on the inside. We're going to the inside, whatever, and walking all around the arena to try to find this product. Not there. I'm like, God damn it. Like, what happened? Like, we shipped the product. Like, they have it. You know, we know they have it. And so somebody tells us there's another merchandise stand outside in the courtyard area. I'll go, okay. So we try to go outside. We try to go past security. They go, oh, no, you can't go outside. If you go outside, you can't come back in. We're like, no, you guys don't understand. We have product here. We're trying to see the product. We're going to be right back, basically, you know? So the woman, very nice with this, because she's, okay, I'll remember your face. So we went over to the thing, and as I'm walking over, I see lines of people, and I could see the product, and then it hit me.
You're giving me goosebumps just talking about it. That's so cool.
It hit me pretty hard. I started to get choked up, and I was like, I think I'm gonna cry. You know, like, quite literally. That's when it hit me.
That's cool, man.
I mean,
what an accomplishment. Like, you know, you dream of something, you have a game plan, you have the goal set, like, okay, UFC is here, it's just a stepping stone, and then you finally get to, you know, the mother load.
No, it's the Holy Grail. Man. Yeah, that's what I would. Yeah. I was calling it the Holy Grail even before we had the license. Not kidding. And again, not to throw any shade at UFC, it's just
of course.
For me, it just holds different sentimental value.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
But again, UFC has sentimental value to me too. I'll never forget sitting in front of the TV. In 1993, watching the first UFC.
Live. Dude, I had the black box at that time.
You do. That's right. All my friends came over to watch it.
And I just remember, and they see what's his name's arm break.
It was brutal. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I mean, and you know, like, the 13-year-old me was like, this is legit, because again, all I knew was wrestling.
Yeah.
I was like, this is legit, no holds barred.
Yeah.
Like, you do it, like, this is real. This is wrestling if it was real. Like, that's the way I looked at it.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So, to be the person that brought back, I think, in its best iteration since the original.
I agree.
Like, I hold it's I know it anyone else, if it wasn't like you two guys or anybody else who was like I guess like normal people who like don't follow wrestling or collecting, heard me say this, they'd be like, what a weirdo, what a nerd. But like, to me, it's a dream come true. It's like, wow, how the hell did I end up being the guy that to bring back the buddy? And yeah, and like I said, and maybe I'm biased, I don't know, but I happen to think we put out a really badass product.
Absolutely.
And that was
a fun thing. We were talking beforehand, and like I was telling Tom, I was like, man, these things are quality. Like, because I'm feeling I only dig these out once in a great while, but I'm feeling all my older ones and like the ones from Toy Snob, and no throwing shade at anybody because they do make a great product. But like even the Ring of Honor ones, like they didn't hold the same flair to it. But like this, you get like it feels like a wrestling buddy. It is stuffed so well that you like I can squeeze them, I can beat the hell out of this thing. That's what you want out of these things.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. My thing was I wanted to make sure if you lean them up against something or if you put them in a doll stand that they would stand up and they would look like our product shots.
Yeah, he's killing right up against his pillow over here. Like,
looks perfect. Like, you know, any other buddy that you try to stand up is going to fall down. Or
absolutely,
because they don't got the blue chew going. You know, they're
performance anxiety.
Yeah,
dude, like, it's like a Barry Horowitz pat yourself on the back because she got the license. It's an amazing product. The product really speaks for itself.
Yeah,
like, and that's amazing. And you could tell that you were in love with these as a kid because it's like I said about the big rubber guys. You get the Brian Myers, they come with both tag team titles. Who thinks about that other than a wrestling fan?
Ah, yeah. Right. So you're making the titles. Like, exactly. I'm mind blown. I was like, why didn't they done this before? It's such a great idea because the cool plastic titles are great, but if you're beating your brother up with them, you're going to end up putting somebody's eye out with them. This is perfect. And it just gets the wheels turning. You can bring the bank briefcases, you know, all that kind of stuff that you can work into and have fun with, man.
We have so many fun things in the pipeline right now.
I love it.
I can't wait to share that stuff with you guys. It's all you did. Yeah. Like there's so many unlimited
possibilities.
There's so many fun things, like literally in the works, and then obviously in its conceptual stages. We have a very, very big vision for the product and the brand, I should say. You know, the way we look at it is, look, the reality is, you know, the original product was put out by Tonka.
Yeah. Right?
And Tonka had so many things going on at that time. 100%. They didn't really have the time to expand on that product.
Yeah.
Right. They were just numbers. It's like, all right, like
absolutely.
It's simple math for them. Right. It wasn't, you know, let's put fans in a room and see how creative and how far they could push this.
Yeah.
It was quite literally, is it working? Is the math mathing or not?
Is Hogan selling or is he not selling? That's all.
Yeah, exactly. I think they only made two waves.
Yeah.
Right. That was it.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah. We're on our third wave right now.
Wow. You know, you've done the DX exclusives, the short ones of the DX. Like,
beautiful.
That makes people, the collectors. Now you're getting into the collectors who want to collect.
Yeah, we're gonna do a lot more of that. We're gonna start doing some really, really cool exclusives.
That's cool.
Where you'd be like, oh my god, like, and here's the other cool part about it. Like, believe it or not, a lot of the, you know, we keep going back to buddies, but you know, Big Shots is the name of the brand, but you know, we're all affectionately known, the form factor is known as a buddy. It's the first buddy of a lot of these wrestlers.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and not just the new guys, some of the old guys too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. Like Shawn Michaels never had a buddy.
Wow. That's wild to think about that. Yeah. It's insane. That's timeline wise.
Razor Ramon never had a buddy.
That's insane.
You know what I mean? Andre the Giant never had a buddy.
Wow. That's crazy.
You know,
that's mind blowing, man. And that, but that's so, the cool thing. Like, it's uncharted territory, and you get to be the captain of that ship sailing.
It's crazy. It's beautiful. It's, like I said, like I feel a tremendous amount of honor and pressure all at the same time. You know, because I quite literally, I hold the keys to a lot of people's youth right now.
100%.
Right. And you know, like I said, I don't take it lightly at all. I mean, you could hear the way I talk about it. If I was just some suit on here, I probably wouldn't have even been on the podcast. Right. It would just would have been like, let's just keep pumping out product. You know, you know what I mean? But it does. It means a tremendous amount to me. But it also means a tremendous amount to others. I mean, you know, quite literally once we launched this, our Instagram following tripled. It means a lot. It means a lot to a lot of people. Yeah. And like I said, you know, even the people that it doesn't mean a lot to yet, maybe it will.
Yeah.
Because of what we're doing.
They might not have seen it yet.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot.
Yeah, and speaking of that, before we get out of here, we have a couple of things we want to tell the people.
Shoot.
Do you want to tell the people or you don't want me to tell them?
You do it.
You go for one, it.
We're gonna have talked enough.
For our followers, we're going to have a discount code for you guys to go and get 10% off. Why don't you tell them what the code is and we'll post it on social?
What did we make the code again? I forgot. You said
Fig Guys 10?
Yeah, Fig Guys 10. That's right.
Fig Guys 10. If you go place an order, you can save 10%. Like, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But that's not all. We're not going to stop right there, guys, because we're having a contest partnered with Big Shots. And we're going to give you guys a chance to win a $100 promo card where you could go and you could get one of these by going to the website getbigshots.com. All you got to do is follow both of us on Instagram and tag three people who might not know about these, and you're going to get entries. And for every person you tag over three, you're going to get another entry. So tell all your wrestling collector friends, this is a chance for you to win.
You didn't tell me you were going to do that. That's a new wrinkle.
Hey, listen, we want to spread the word to as many people as we can. So because these are great, and people deserve to see these. So
absolutely.
After getting it in hand, I want everybody to know. And just the story of your success has kept us so entertained.
I don't know about success. I guess success. Success. Yeah, everybody's gauge of success is different. But
first, you got the license. That's a huge success.
That's success in its own, man.
We'll take it. All right.
You found the contact to get the license. That's even more success.
That's it.
Yeah. If that's the indicator of success, we'll take it. We'll roll.
Listen, tell the people too. Like, tell the people where they could find them. Tell them your website, your social media.
Everything is at Get Big Shots on social. So get Big Shots on Instagram, at Get Big Shots on Twitter or X. Actually on Facebook, it's a little different. I think it's Official Big Shots on Facebook. What else am I forgetting? TikTok at Get Big Shots, and then our website, getbigshots.com.
Absolutely, guys, you got to check these out. I'm telling you, if you loved your wrestling buddies as a kid, you will not be disappointed. I got to be careful with mine because my dog thinks it's going to be his friend.
Yeah. As much as matter of fact,
my couch.
Did you happen to read the warning label sticker that we put on the back? No, it's on the bag. It was on the bag. You might have thrown it away. No. It's very funny. We wrote a little we wrote a little something on for the warning label. Basically, you know, look, we say what it is. It's basically that, you know, it's made of fabric and thread. If you pull too hard on it, it's going to rip.
Yeah.
Right? And then we also say, and please keep out of reach of your furry friends. Dogs basically love us, which is true. Absolutely. Every dog that sees them thinks they're dog toys, and they don't last very long.
Nope. You can't go near it.
I had a friend of mine who had. I sent him one, and he's got a pit bull. He sent me a photo of his backyard with stuffing all over the yard.
Just stab a knife through your back.
He's like, guess who got, it was a UFC big shot. Guess who got my Alex Volkanovski? I was like, oh man.
Oh, brutal. Brutal. No, the dogs always win the match, man.
Dude, yeah, it was a squash match. Yeah.
Love it.
Dude, thanks so much for coming on with us. Yeah, and man. Like, I love listening to this story. One of my favorite episodes ever. So, and you're welcome back anytime. Yeah. You ever need us to spread the word about new ones coming out, just let us know. We're big fans. We really are. And awesome. I see myself, I see you just making me more broke by ordering more. So absolutely.
Well, awesome. I appreciate you guys having me, and, you know, keep up the great work on the podcast. And, like I said, appreciate all the support. You know, like I said, once again, we're a small Made in America company. So every fan that we, every new fan or every new exposure that we get, it means the absolute world to us. Thank you to everybody that's already purchased with us, placed an order, or even is just following us on Instagram. Yeah. That alone is a tremendous, vote of support for us. Yeah, and we don't take it lightly, and we appreciate every single one of you.
And check out, I'll have that post up later tonight, how you can enter the contest. It'll be up there. All the details will be there. Super easy. Yeah. Check it out. Any closing words from you guys before we head out of here? Nope. Okay, so
I think we said a lot.
You said, oh my God, grow up. Until next week, guys.
You want more now? You want more? You want more?
Hey, we're not paying by the hour.
Big guys out.